养师，想控制体重还能不能吃真奶炸鸡啊？营养师，想改变体态，可是好多聚餐该怎么办？营养师，要怎么稳定体重？我不想一直复胖哎。Eat Partner 好伙伴，陪你吃饭的好伙伴。好伙伴的饮食骇客，简单实用，轻松执行，用科学与专业带你避开饮食地雷，突破卡关，破解陷阱迷思。点击资讯栏连结或搜寻 Eat Partner 好伙伴陪你吃。
本集节目由 Panasonic 赞助播出。
听故事学英文。It's time for a story.
Hello, kids. This is Sandy. 我是彩玉老师。
Hi, this is Eno.
今天要讲的故事是小红母鸡。
The story today is the Little Red Hen.
The Little Red Hen is an American fable. It was first collected by Mary Mapes Dodge in 1874.
And today's story was retold by my mom.
小红母鸡是一个流传已久的美国民间故事。那老师就把它改编，要鼓励小朋友成为一个勤奋工作、积极努力的人。
What is the story all about?
这个故事里面有一只小红母鸡 ，a little red hen. And one day, she found a seed. 有一天呢、啊，她在地上找到一颗种子。
Does the little red hen have any friends?
Well, yes, she lives on a farm with a pig, a cat, and a rat. 小红母鸡她住在一个农场上，跟一只猪、一只猫，还有一只老鼠住在一起。However, there is a big problem.
What is the problem?
Well, you see...Her friends were all very, very lazy.
Oh.
What do you think is going to happen in this story?
Now get your little ears ready.
我们要先准备听故事。那如果你是第一次收听的小朋友，不要担心听不懂，因为接下来彩玉老师会先用中文为你导读这个故事，还要教你一些实用的单字。特别是今天这个故事有非常多重复的句子，同样的对话一直的反复。你只要听完前面两三段之后，后面就非常容易跟得上了哟。
Let's listen the story, The Little Red Hen, retold by 张彩日。
Hello, kids. This is Sandy. 我是彩玉老师。其实今天这个小红母鸡的故事是一个流传很久很久的美国民间故事。小朋友，你可能都听过类似的不同的版本。那我把故事稍微改编，保留了一些原始的元素。那故事是这样的哟。Little Red Hen lived on a farm. Farm, F-A-R-M, farm, 就是农场的意思。农场上可能养了很多动物，还种了一些农作物。So she lived on a farm with a lazy pig, a lazy cat, and a lazy rat. 在这个农场上还住了三个动物的朋友，一只猪A pig, 还有一只猫 cat, 还有一只老鼠 rat. 那这三个动物朋友都非常非常的懒惰。They were very lazy. L-A-Z-Y, lazy, 就是很懒惰的意思。他们只喜欢睡觉偷懒，不喜欢做任何辛苦的工作。And one day, Little Red Hen found a seed. 有一天啊，这个小红母鸡它就发现了一颗种子。是什么植物的种子呢？ a wheat seed. 是一颗小麦的种子哦。A wheat seed. Wheat. W-H-E-A-T. Wheat 是小麦的意思。小麦长大成熟之后啊，我觉得长得很像台湾常见的稻米，像是稻穗一样。那通常人们种小麦会把小麦磨成面粉，那就可以拿来做面包，做蛋糕。如果你不知道小麦长什么样子，你可以上网搜寻这个字 wheat, W-H-E-A-T, wheat。那小红母鸡它好开心哦，它大声的咕咕叫，哇哇哇哇哇哇哇哇哇哇哇。它说呀 ，Who will plant the seed？ 谁要来帮忙种这颗种子呢？这时候，它的动物朋友们就看着它。小猪先说啊，
哦 ，Not I。
喵，小猫也说啊。Not I， 我才不要呢。小老鼠也说呀 ，Squeak squeak， not I， 我才不要呢。
Ah, bok 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 bok.
Well then, said Little Red Hen.
Ah, bok 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 bok.
I will. 那好吧，那我就自己来吧。And she did.于是他就自己去种麦子了。For the next few months, 接下来几个月的时间， Little Red Hen pulled up the weeds and watered the seed. 接下来这一段时间，小红母鸡就自己努力除草、浇水。Little Red Hen pulled up the weeds.Weed, W-E-E-D, 是杂草的意思。She pulled up the weeds, 她把杂草都拔起来，这样小麦的种子才能好好生长，营养不会被杂草抢走呀。And she watered the seeds. Water, W-A-T-E-R, water, 这个字是水的意思。比如说 ,drink some water, 喝点水。那浇花的时候要把水倒在植物上面。所以 water 这个字也可以当成一个动词，一个动作。把水倒在植物上面。Water the plant, 给植物浇浇水。或者是 water the flower,给这朵花浇浇水吧。小红母鸡啊，很用心地照顾这颗种子。While she worked hard, what were the other animals doing? 其他的动物朋友在做什么呢？ Well, pig dozed. 小猪啊，在打瞌睡。Cat sat. 猫咪坐在那边都不想动。And rat napped. 小老鼠也在那边睡午觉。终于有一天，小种子长大了，准备可以收割了。小红母鸡说
,The wheat is ready for harvest.
麦子可以准备收割了哟。原本一颗小种子已经长大，结出了好多好多的麦穗。
Who will cut the wheat?
谁要来帮忙把麦子割下来呀？麦子跟稻穗长得很类似，都是一整串的挂在麦杆上，所以收割的时候要先把麦杆整根割下来，是一件很辛苦的工作呢。所以小猪说啊
，Not I， 我才不要呢。
喵 ，Not I。哎呀，我才不要呢 ！Squeak squeak, not I， 我才不要呢！小猪、小猫、小老鼠都拒绝了他。
Ah, bok 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 bok.
Well then, said Little Red Hen.
Ah, bok 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 bok.
I will. 好吧，那我自己来咯。 And she did. 于是她就自己去收割麦子咯。 Little Red Hen cut the wheat while Pig dozed, Cat sat, and Rat napped. 小红母鸡她好用心地再把这些稻杆把它割下来，用心地收割。可是其他三个动物却懒惰地躺在旁边，没有帮忙。Pig dozed. 小猪啊，正在打瞌睡。Cat sat. 猫咪坐在那边啊，一点都不想动。And rat napped. 小老鼠也在睡午觉。终于经过了一番的努力，麦子都割下来了。可是啊，成串的麦穗，一颗一颗一颗的麦子还粘在上面。所以小红母鸡又问说 Who will thresh the wheat? Thresh, T-H-R-E-S-H, thresh, 就是要把谷物，像是麦子或是稻米，从麦秆、稻秆上面给敲下来。因为这些谷粒还一整串的粘在麦秆上。以前还没有机器设备的时候，农夫会用手或者是一些简单的工具去用敲打的让麦子脱落，这也是一个很辛苦的工作哟。所以啊，小猪、小猫跟小老鼠 They were very lazy， 他们很懒惰。 And they didn't want to do any hard work，他们才不想要流汗帮忙呢。小猪回答说
Not I， 我才不要呢。
喵 Not I， 我才不要帮忙呢。 Squeak squeak Not I， 我才不要帮忙呢。小红母鸡又说啊 Well then I will， 好吧，那我自己来。 And she did. 小红母鸡很用心地把小麦都给弄下来。 Little Red Hen threshed the wheat. She gathered the grains of wheat in a big sack. 小麦弄下来之后，小红母鸡把这些小麦都放在一个大大的袋子里。 She put the grains in a big sack.Grain, G-R-A-I-N, grain, 就是谷物，像是稻米、小麦、大麦、薏仁啊等等。另外 sack, S-A-C-K, 指的是一个大大的、很坚固的麻布袋。这些大袋子可以用来装谷物，或是装像是咖啡豆啊、马铃薯啊。农夫都会用一个坚固的大袋子来装这些东西。这个时候啊，小猪、小猫、小老鼠又在偷懒了。The little red hen worked hard while pig dozed, cat sat, and rat napped. 小红母鸡咕咕咕咕地问说 Who will carry the wheat to the mill to be ground into flour?谁可以帮我把这些麦子搬到磨坊去，把小麦磨成面粉呢？你猜动物们怎么回答呀？你应该猜得出来了吧
？Not I.
喵 ，Not I.
Squeak squeak, Not I. 他们又再一次拒绝了小红母鸡。
Well then, I will.
And she did. Little Red Hen carried the sack of wheat up the hill. 小红母鸡自己把一整袋重重的小麦扛上了小山坡。哎呦，好重啊！ And she asked the miller to ground it into flour. 她就请这个磨坊的主人来帮她把小麦磨成面粉。面粉就是 flour， F-L-O-U-R Flour 细细白白漂亮的面粉磨好了之后啊 She walked all the way back to the farm 然后小红母鸡又从山坡上自己扛着重重的一袋面粉从山坡上面走啊走啊走啊走回农场哎呦真是辛苦可是这时候其他的动物朋友都还在偷懒呢 The pig dozed, the cat sat, and the rat napped 那终于有了一袋面粉可以来做面包咯小红母鸡问说 Who will make the bread? 谁要帮忙做面包啊你一定不意外只听见动物们说
Not I.
Meow. Not I.
Squeak, squeak. Not I.
Ah, bok, 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 bok. Well then, I will.
And she did. 小红母鸡又自己努力了起来。她把她的围裙穿起来。
Little Red Hen put on an apron. A.P-R-O-N Apron
就是煮饭用的围裙然后啊他就开始烤面包做面包揉面团
She baked some bread while pig dozed cat sat and rat napped
在烤面包的时候那些动物朋友都还在旁边偷懒呢最后
Finally, Little Red Hen took the bread out of the oven.
小红母鸡把烤好的面包从烤箱里面拿出来。
Oven, O-V-E-N, oven.
这个字就是烤箱的意思。你在家里拿来烤面包啊、烤鸡、烤蛋糕的烤箱都称为 oven。
哇刚烤好的面包。
They smell delicious. 闻起来好香好香好香哦。面包的香味传遍了整个农场。在偷懒的动物们闻到香味全都醒了过来。
Well again, Little Red Hen called,
Who will eat the bread?
谁要来吃面包呀这个时候啊，小猪、小猫、小老鼠好像都醒了过来一样，统统跑了过来，争先恐后的抢着说。
Pig grunted，
他发出了的声音说啊
，I will, I will， 我要吃，我要吃，我来，我来。
And cat meowed，
喵 ，I will， 我要吃面包，我来，我来。
And rat squeaked.
Squeak, 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 squeak. I will, I will. 我来吃面包，我来吃面包。
他们对着香喷喷的面包一直流口水，好想吃面包哦。
But little red hen said, No, you won't. I will.
不，你们不能吃面包。我自己吃
And she did
然后她就把香喷喷的面包自己吃光光咯
The end
这就是今天的小红母鸡的故事 I hope you like it 那小朋友们你可以想想看如果你是小红母鸡当其他动物朋友都拒绝帮助你的时候你会有什么感觉呢？如果是你，在最后面包烤好了之后，你会愿意跟其他的动物朋友分享这些面包吗？听完故事，家长可以跟小朋友好好的讨论，分享你们的想法哦。那待会儿我就要请小帮手 Eno 来帮我们讲故事。现在我们先休息一下下，小朋友准备好你的耳朵。等一下就要听全英文的故事，来练练英文的听力喽。 感谢今天的节目由 Panasonic 赞助播出。Panasonic 空调省电，守护室内好空气，透过智慧控制，让生活更便利。空调就是我们常说的冷气，英文叫做 air conditioner， 或是简称 AC 就可以哦。那说到冷气，我要教你三个很实用的单词。第一个词是 energy efficient， energy efficient 就代表省电节能。Panasonic 空调七连霸业界省电第一，拥有六大省电关键技术，省电超越国家一级标准 70%。 Panasonic 冷气就是超省的 Energy Efficient Air Conditioners。 第二个单词是 Air Quality。 How is the air quality at home? 家中的空气品质如何呢？居家空气健康对小朋友很重要哦。Panasonic 空调搭载 NanoEX 健康科技，经 SGS 测试 ，NanoEX 主动去除 PM2.5 达 99.9%， 且拥有智慧侦测，以灯号和数字显示，随时能掌握家中的 air quality。NanoEX 还能有效抑制空气中病毒、过敏原和霉菌。更经法国 Texel 机构实证，有效抑制新冠病毒达 99.99% 哦。在防疫期间，给全家一个更健康的生活空间。最后要教的单字是 smart， 智慧家电用品可以用 smart， S-M-A-R-T， smart 聪明来形容。So what makes Panasonic air conditioners smart?Panasonic 空调还有智慧家电功能，只要下载专属 APP， 就能远端控制及查看用电量、空气品质，还能透过智慧语音音箱声控启动。They're pretty smart。想了解更多资讯，请参阅本集节目资讯栏的官网连结哦。
Hello, friends. This is Eno.You're going to listen to the story, The Little Red Hen, read to you by Eno and Sandy. Little Red Hen lived on a farm with a lazy pig and a lazy cat and a lazy rat. One day,Little Red Hen found the seed.
A wheat seed!
Cried the Little Red Hen.
Who will plant the seed?
Pig said.
Not I.
Cat said.
Meow. Not I.
Rat said.
Well then,
said Little Red Hen,
I will.
And she did. For the next few months, Little Red Hen pulled up the weeds and watered the seed. While she worked hard, Pig dozed, Cat sat, and Rat napped.
The wheat is ready for harvest. Who will cut the wheat? Not I.
Meow. Not I. Squeak, squeak. Not I.
Well then, I will.
And she did.Little Red Hen cut the wheat, while Pig dozed, Cat sat, and Rat napped.
Who will thresh the wheat? Not I.
Meow. Not Not I.
Squeak, squeak.
Not I.
Well, then, I will.
And she did. Little Red Hen threshed the wheat. She gathered the grains of wheat in a big sack. While Pig dozed, Cat sat and Rat napped.
Who will carry the wheat to the mill to be ground into flour?
Not I.
Not I.
Squeak, squeak. Not I.
Well, then, I will.
And she did. Little Red Hen carried the sack of wheat up the hill and asked the miller to grind it into flour. Then she walked all the way back to the farm, while Pig dozed, Cat sat, and Rat napped.
Who will make the bread?
Not I.
Meow. Not I.
Squeak, squeak. Not I.
Well, then, I will.
And she did. Little Red Hen put on an apron. She baked some bread while Pig dozed, Cat sat, and Rat napped. Finally, Little Red Hen took the bread out of the oven. They smelled delicious. Again, Little Red Hen called.
Who will eat the bread?
Pig grunted.
I will.
Cat meowed.
Meow. I will. I will.
Rat squeaked.
Squeak, 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 squeak. I will. I will.
But Little Red Hen said,
bop, 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 bop. No, you won't. I will.
And she did. The end.
Hi, kids. This is Sandy.
This is Eno.
感谢大家今天的收听。
Thanks for listening.
希望大家都喜欢今天的 The Little Red Hen 小红母鸡的故事。
Make sure to come back and listen to the next episode.
听故事学英文 podcast， 希望能帮助拉近小朋友还有英文之间的距离，把英文学习变成是一件超级享受非常愉快的事情。
If you like our podcast, please rate the show 5 stars and leave your comments. We would love to hear from you.
如果你喜欢我的节目听故事学英文，记得要帮我按下5颗星的评分，还有留个言鼓励我们，或者是你可以到 Sandy 彩玉老师的 Facebook 还有 Instagram 来追踪。那今天就到这边，要说拜拜喽。This is Sandy.
This is Eno.
See you later, alligator.
After a while, crocodile.